One thought I had, and this is particularly for the ears of the city people, but also we're all citizens. So not only the city government, but the citizens, all of us. I think this particular chimney is extremely important, and it has a place in my heart in particular because it's two blocks away from me, and I've actually seen the birds go in it. But I feel, I not only feel, but I think that this is an opportunity. I mean, that John and his family and all of us can set a precedent for a city cooperating together, both developers, a developer, environmentalists, ecologists, civic-minded people, cooperating to save a threatened or vulnerable species that has adapted to an urban environment. So even beyond saving the species, we can model embracing the wild in an urban environment. And even so far, and this is for the ears again of city government, I don't know if there's such a thing as a bird adopting a city, but what I meant to say is a city adopting a bird. You know, I know they have state birds, but do they have city birds? Could we claim that the swift is Bethlehem's bird and then really care for that bird and enjoy it and make it an attraction, make it a tourist attraction, just like the Bethlehem Star. So I really feel like this particular chimney is important and crucial, but it could be the beginning of a citywide and then a countrywide, a national even, precedent, example, you know, I'm not being very articulate, but I think I'm getting my message across. So